Welcome to the How to Win at Life podcast. My name is Toby Strong, and I'm going to give you maximum value in the shortest possible time to help you win at life. Here we go. Around 100 years ago, Charles Schwab was one of the richest people in the world. He was the president of the Steel Corporation, which was the largest shipbuilder at the time. Now, Schwab was constantly searching for ways to eke out an edge over the competition and improve the efficiency of his team, so he reached out to Ivy Lee, who was a respected productivity consultant during this era. Apparently, Schwab brought Lee into his office and asked, "How can I improve the productivity of my leaders?" Lee replied, "I'm not going to tell you, but I can show you. Just give me 15 minutes with each of your executives." Schwab asked how much it was going to cost, and Lee replied, "Nothing unless it works. After 3 months, you can send me a check for whatever you feel it's worth to you." Lee then went on to meet with the executives and advised them to follow a simple 5-step process, which was: 1. At the end of each workday, write down the 6 most important tasks to accomplish the next day. 2. Prioritize those tasks in order of importance. 3. The next day, focus on completing the first task before moving on to the second, and so on. 4. If any of the tasks were unfinished at the end of the day, move them to the list for the next day. 5. Repeat this process every day. So Schwab and his team tried this method for 3 months, and it proved to be so effective at increasing their productivity, Schwab reportedly paid Lee $25,000 for his advice, the equivalent of $500,000 today. Not bad for a few hours of work. I love this story for so many reasons. It's such a good reminder that the best lessons in life are often timeless. Occasionally, we get caught in this trap of thinking that we need the newest phone or the newest app to help with productivity. But sometimes just going back to basics, which were learned hundreds of years ago, can actually be more effective. Also, simplicity almost always wins over complexity. Too often we're presented with the simple solution but ignore it because our brain plays these tricks on us and thinks the correct solution must be more complicated. If you can relate to this, there's a great book called Essentialism: The Disciplined Pursuit of Less by Greg McKeown, which I've linked in the show notes. One of the main things that I took away from this story when I first heard it was the importance of carving out time to actually think about what I'm trying to achieve and then prioritize the most important actions first, which was a game changer for me for 2 reasons. Firstly, I'm a doer, which is great in so many ways. My default is taking action over procrastination, but sometimes I can jump into things too quickly, which end up being a waste of time. There's a great saying I constantly remind myself now, which is, "It's better to rest than climb the wrong mountain." And taking time to first think before taking action helps me to avoid this. And secondly, thinking and prioritizing helps us to avoid falling into the trap of just doing what we feel like doing in the moment, which is a universal fault, by the way. If we don't tackle our day with a solid plan in mind, we naturally just default to doing the things that we feel like. And trust me, they usually aren't the most important things. They are usually the easiest things. And another benefit of prioritizing is that it removes the friction of getting started, which is often the reason for procrastination. A lot of people just don't know where to start, so they don't start. But if we just start writing down all the things which need to get done and then start putting numbers next to those things to prioritize them, then we've already started and we just need to keep going. And for most of us, doing the most important thing or the hardest thing is best done at the start of the day. This is called Eating the Frog, and it's had a whole book written about it, which is called Eat That Frog, 21 Great Ways to Stop Procrastinating and Get More Done in Less Time by Brian Tracy, and I've linked this in the show notes as well. And one of the final things I love about this story is that it encourages us to focus on a single task and not move on to the next task until the first one is done. I think a big cause of inefficiency these days is jumping across too many things too quickly, like working on a project and at the same time trying to answer emails and messages that are coming through Slack. And this is why I have all notifications turned off and even close down my emails during most of the day and only check them during dedicated blocks of time. But all that being said, I have learned not to take things too literally. Everyone's situation is a bit different, and so we can't just copy the exact same way that somebody else has done it. And for me, 6 tasks is just too much. I've got meetings and I've got other things that I need to be doing. I imagine that things were a bit simpler 100 years ago, so they probably could just focus on a handful of things for most of the day. But it just doesn't seem realistic these days. So I've created a 2-hour block each morning, which I call deep work, and I usually only get about 2 or 3 of my priority tasks tackled during this time. Also, if I'm working on a project, then I'll just break this into smaller parts and then prioritize the smaller parts to tackle each day. Now, I know some people view systems like this as a burden because they feel like it takes away their freedom of choice to do what they feel like doing. But I'm a big believer that systems like this actually set us free because they remove the friction of tackling challenging things in our life. And the more productive that we are when we need to be, the more that we can switch off during downtime because we don't need to worry about all the things that we haven't been doing that we should have been doing. And we don't need to worry about the future as much either because we trust ourselves that we will get the most important things done when we need to, so we don't worry about it. For me, the more systems and positive habits I have in my life, the freer I feel, but we're all a bit different. The only way to know if this works for you is to give it a try. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, then why not share it with a friend and subscribe wherever you listen so you don't miss the next one.